My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I do like cowing. I do like a handful of the draft picks.
Malik Mustafa is a monster out there.
He looks great.
He wants to hurt you.
Well, and he's playing the part too.
Yeah.
Dude, you come in as a rook. You get everyone excited. And then after two preseason games, you show up in a retro Ronnie Lott jersey. We're in. Let me speak for all 49er fans, Malik. We're in.
Totally.
Done. You got us. Anyone else? Anyone else want to play the PR game like Malik Mustafa?
Well, you can do that, but then you have to back it up. You can't come in a Ronnie Lott throwback jersey and then go out there and ole tackles and like arm tackle guys and finesse people out of bounds. You come with the Ronnie Lott gear, you have to go out there and hit, and he's out there hitting people.
Here's what he said after the game at Levi's.
I got this Ronnie Lott jersey back in June, a few months ago. Big fan of his, obviously that's the GOAT, you know, 49ers legend. Met him another day, you know, just a dream come true, you know, being an idol like that. And it's kind of like a mentality thing coming into the game, like wearing a Ronnie Lott jersey. Hope for our first preseason home game of my NFL career. So I just wanted to go out there with the right mindset to attack the game.
Okay, so he's off to a really good start. Cowing's off to a good start. We know what everybody thinks about Pooney on the offensive line. Kingston, there's a lot of guys who right now you're like, okay, I like it. I'm not going to buy it any yet because it's preseason. So I don't know how real or fake or whatever. There are little individual ways where you can sort of see a guy's skill set. But when the lights come on, is it sustainable? I don't know. But I'm excited about the draft class based on what we see. But because that stuff is fake, that, or could be at least, yeah, that's why I'm confused by what you do out there with Brock Purdy. Like sometimes I find these things to not be in alignment, which is the future prospects of Brock Purdy, like what people have finally gathered around the fire to admit, like Brock Purdy's that's your quarterback. The 49ers have their quarterback. And yes, he'll get a contract next year. And it will be large and people will rip it and all of those things. But that's going to happen. We're all convinced of that now. But then you don't treat him like one. And that's what's confusing to me. And I find that to be in multiple aspects. I find playing him without any of his big time teammates, that's not treating him like a $55 million quarterback. And then I'd argue this too. So we're all chatting before the show like we normally do on our text thread. And Grandy sends this one out. I'm going to let you finish your own sentence here, Grandy. Grandy says, I think if this 49ers draft class that right now we like, but it's all dot, dot, dot. If this class turns out poor like 2022 and 2023 did, then
the Super Bowl window closes after this season.
All right.
Boom. Well, and I liked what you said. I agreed with it mostly, but you still have one more year after that with him on his rookie deal. So I don't think that it would close after this year, because next year, even if at the end of this year you give him $60 million a year, he still plays one more year where he doesn't make $60 million a year.
True.
So your text, I mostly agreed with, but I don't think that your timing was right because for me,
that's fair.
The window would extend one more year because he wouldn't make that $60 million a year.
The way you said that, it made it sound like the timing of his text was not right. Well, you can text us whenever you want, Randy.
The timing of those texts is always off for me because I'm in the car.
Yeah, that's fine.
Usually when our thread heats up, it's about 11:30 to 12:30, and that's when I'm driving.
Text me at 2 in the morning if you want. I don't care.
You always can.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
my phone is connected to my car, and my car does a...
Oh, it does? You get a text notification
on my car
on your Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Oh God, that's not good.
No, it's good. I don't read it, but it just.
Yeah, but like
I can disconnect it from my car, but I usually listen to music through my phone.
I get it.
So I like to have it connected.
You're good about that, I think.
Yeah,
not that we've driven around too many places together, but I think you're better at that than I am. I don't want to know when texts are coming in. A lot of people, because you have that like what. What is it? What's going on? Is everyone okay? Is that one of the kids? Is it what's happening? And then you're checking your phone while you're driving. And I'd rather not. So don't tell.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't want to know if a text.
And
comes
I can
in.
Tell like the phone number pops up on my screen. And when there is a group thread, no number shows up. So a lot of times it'll alert me and it's no phone number. And I know that it's our group thread. And usually if one pops up, then it's you respond, Lucas, you, Lucas. And then Grandy sends a 700-word synopsis of his thoughts and his life.
I do.
It's a summary.
And it's great. And your summarization sensation is wonderful. But
it's a buck.
And you know, I eventually get to my destination. I look at my phone and I've got 17 messages. Yeah. And I open it up and it's all from the one thread.
Yeah. Totally. Totally.
Which is perfect.
But
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Can I just say this? And I know it's not where you're not where you're all coming from on this, but if y'all feel like when Brock signs the contract, that means the window closes, don't sign the contract. I don't understand this. The 49ers have a 23-year-old franchise quarterback. The contract should be the start of the window. The start of the window. If you're telling me automatically that if Debo and George and Fred and everybody turns 30, and that means, that's the end of 49er football, oh well. You're showing a stunning lack of confidence in the Niners' ability to run a franchise. You're showing a stunning lack of confidence in Brock Purdy. You don't sign someone to $55 to $60 million if you think that that's the end. It's the beginning.
It depends. And it should be the beginning.
Yes.
But I think what Grandy was saying, and I totally agreed with him, I was in lockstep with the mentality of it. It just puts more pressure on the draft picks, because when you give him $60 million, and if it happens at the end of this year, you have this year and next year where he's not making that much. But when he is making that much, and that's 1/4 of your cap, let's say, it'll be about 1/5 of the cap. you're going to have to find cheap labor. And the best way to find cheap labor is in the draft. And that's where you start to look at your draft and you think, we need to hit on these guys.
Yeah.
And if you look at this past draft, if it's Cowing is a hit and Pearsall and Pooney and Mustafa, if you find four or five or five or six guys in your draft and undrafted players that can be starters, well, then, yes, your window stays open.
That's your job.
That's all that he was saying.
No, but that's your job. Your job.
That's the hardest part of your job.
Of course, it's going to get harder to have a star-studded roster, but it doesn't mean that you can't still be really good. And, in fact, I would argue when you look around the league, what sustains for good teams is if they have the QB. And you can play with a lot of different stuff around them. The Chiefs have the QB at a level that no one else does, and last year played offense rather poorly. You don't believe me? Go look it up. They were run of the mill. But what did the Chiefs do? They're like, you know what? Watch this. We're going to tighten the screws on the defensive side of the football and stop making Patrick have to score 34 every game. How about if Patrick only needs to score 24 every game? And how about if we let Tyreek Hill go be a fantasy football player in South Beach? Let's do that. And what'd they do? Trophy? Trophy. So I just want to, like, this is me now. I would suggest adjusting the thinking a little bit and stop the fear-mongering. And this is why I'm going to continue to bat with a tennis racket back at you every time you say Super Bowl or bust for the next 5 months. I'm just going to racquetball, dink, right back at you. No, it's not. If you believe the window's closing, don't sign him. You don't like him. That's what you're saying. The 49ers brass's job is to constantly be replacing players when people either get too high-priced or they age out. That's called the NFL. You have to do that everywhere. That is an absolute omnipresent factor. So you got to be ready to do that. You can't escape that. Look around the league. There are plenty of teams who are paying their quarterback $50 to $60 million and having no trouble competing at all. In fact, they're the ones who are competing. The teams that are not competing are I got this rookie deal. Well, we'll see. Not really sure yet. You know, Houston is not like, oh God, we've got to win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years or else. Ah, hell, what the hell is C.J. Stroud going to make in 3 years? 75 per year? Probably. And they're not scared of that. Houston's sitting there looking at it going, you know what? I think our window is 12 years because we've got C.J. Stroud. So it's just an interesting thing that I keep hearing, this desperation. And I get where it comes from because they've been so damn close so many times, and that's maddening. But this idea that, like, it's all dead in a year or two. No, this is just the beginning. For God's sakes, they finally found a guy.
Right. It continues as long as they continue to have a roster that you can build around him. And the reason why Kansas City won last year was because they drafted really well, and they have a lot of young players. They have a great super tight end, and they have a bunch of guys on rookie contracts around him, and they drafted well. And those players on both sides of the ball are good players. And that's all that Grandy was saying. And if you look at the Niners drafts in 2022 and 2023, they haven't been great. And so you look at pieces now that aren't going to be the pieces that are going to replace the guys who are high priced. And when Brock's making 60, you're probably not going to have six or seven other guys making $25 million a year.
Correct.
You just can't.
Yeah.
So in 2 years, and you've got Kittle and Debo and Ayuk, assuming he gets that money, and Bosa and Trent, McCaffrey doesn't quite make that much, but he makes more than any other running back. So as you go down your roster and you got Charvarius Mooney Ward, who wants to get money at the end of this year, and you start to think about all the other players, Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw is going to be a free agent, and you look at the future, you're not going to be able to keep everyone, which is the reality when you pay your quarterback that much. So you're going to rely on cheap labor, drafted players. And Grandy was pointing out the 2022 and 2023 drafts, which have not been great. And you've got players who don't look like they're going to be the future of your team. And so it just puts more pressure on this draft and this last draft may have been good. We'll find out this year if any of these rookies can contribute. And then next year's draft becomes as important because you need to have these guys on rookie deals in all spots in order to keep your roster good and deep.
I guess I just feel like that's all, like that's never not the case. Like an
NFL
team.
Well, it hasn't been the case of late because you've had, like, you missed on Cameron Latu, it looks like. It doesn't matter. You have George Kittle. And you missed on, you know, Kinlaw. But it doesn't matter because you were able to bring in somebody else and pay him and replace him.
TJ Houshmandzadeh thinks it mattered. I mean, you can say it doesn't matter, but what did it cost you? Like, I guess my point is not...
Well, you made the Super Bowl.
I'm not here to... Right, but you didn't win it. Like, again, you know, what are we saying here? You know, for
he's saying that because he wants his buddy to get paid. And so he's using that as an example of, you better pay Brandon because when you didn't pay DeForest, it cost you two Super Bowls.
For 6 years now, the 49ers have been a contender, save one time. And what happened when they weren't a contender?
Yeah, you lost your quarterback.
You lost your quarterback, which, by the way, let's go backwards for a second. That's why I've got the opinion I have about last night. Get the kid out of harm's way. Because I think there's one thing and one thing only that renders the 49ers irrelevant, and it's that man. And you and I have had that debate a number of times over the last couple of years. Who's the most important 49er? To me, it's not a question that comes at you in a straightforward way. Like, if you answer that question, Brock Purdy, people go, oh my God, Christian McCaffrey is so much better at his position than Brock is at his, and Trent Williams is better at his. Doesn't matter. This is an uneven question because whoever the quarterback is always the answer. If any good team in the NFL, any of them, ask them who they don't want to lose if they could protect one guy, and all of them will answer it the exact same way. It's the quarterback. So I'm not putting that man in harm's way, but also, in addition to that, I'm going to believe that this 49er team can be good as long as he's good and healthy. There is a way to build around a good quarterback in the NFL every year. And yes, you have to draft well. That's just part of the, every draft is important, and I think there is a cost when you mess up. And so 2022, there will be a cost. You know, there are depth problems because of 2022. 2023, I'd argue, it might even still be too early to make up your mind on that. I'm old enough to remember when everyone thought Aaron Banks sucked, and then he didn't. Like, some guys aren't good as rookies, and then they pop in year two.
Yeah, we'll see how many of these guys actually make the team.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also, there's a little bit of the Golden State Warriors aspect with the 49ers, where it's like, when you're a rookie, it's hard to make this team because they're very established and going for a title. So that's all. That's all. I just, this idea that the window is like closing, I actually think it's going the other direction.
But it depends on how well you do around Brock Purdy. If you pay him $60 million, then you're going to have to find guys. If it's Pearsall and Cowing are the next receiver tandem in 2 to 3 years because you don't want to pay Debo and Brandon Ayuk $25 to $28 million a year, well, then great. If they are that good, then you're saving $50 million a year right there. Boom. Pearsall and Cowing. You know, Pearsall is first-round money, so you're not saving as much. But if you can have those two replace Ayuk and Debo in 3 years, then there's about a $40 million a year savings just right there.
That'll work.
If you drafted well and if these guys can come up. And, you know, 2023, you mentioned it. D. Winters is a guy who is looking pretty
interesting,
good.
Interesting. An interesting
sixth rounder.
Guy.
Yep. He's a guy who might be popping. Daryl Luter actually was able to play football. He was on the field. And Cameron Latu, the tight end, I don't know if he's going to make the team. Jair Brown looks good. He's probably going to be a starter this year. Jake Moody, all of a sudden, no one's complaining about the kicker anymore. He's probably going to have a good year this year, I would imagine. So 2023, the jury is still out. I would agree with you. 2022 was a missed year.
Yeah.
Other than Brock Purdy.
For you got a quarterback, and I'd argue if you offered any team, hey, will you give up your whole draft if you can find a franchise QB? They'd all say yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. 100% yes. And here's the other thing to not be worried about. Watch how fast this all goes. Like Brock will do $55 or $60 million, and it's going to take about 3 years to where you're like, that's a pretty good deal. Like, that's just how it works.
It's how it's always worked.
Mahomes and Allen are not among the top paid QBs in the NFL, but Jordan Love and Trevor Lawrence and Jared Goff are. You explain it to me.
Well, when CJ Stroud hits free agency, oh, he's gonna jump way past.
He ain't gonna hit free agency.
Well, yeah. Let me throw something out to you, Willard. This is a note that Dibs and I actually broke down a couple of weeks ago when you were out. But there's only been one quarterback who takes up more than 14% of his team's total cap and has won the Super Bowl. Only once that has ever happened, and it's Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
One of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it. Generally speaking, if you have a quarterback that takes up a fifth or more of your total cap, you don't win the Super Bowl.
Okay, but tell me the teams right now who are doing that. Do you have that in front of you?
I do. It's essentially
all the good teams.
All of the good teams, right? Other than the 49ers and the Houston Texans.
Exactly. Exactly. So I like it's a fair point that you're making, but like maybe I would rally back and say, like, Mahomes is so great right now that you're sort of running the risk of a little bit of a Jordan factor, where there are great players around him who just aren't winning rings right now because of him. You know, like Charles Barkley was still a great player. Patrick Ewing was still a great player. And Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are great players. And I think Jordan Love and Brock Purdy are going to be fantastic players. And Joe Burrow is a phenomenal. These guys are all worth it, and they're going to contend on the yearly. And I do think that a good handful of them through their careers are going to break through. Like, I still think that's the formula, is to have a great quarterback that you want to pay.
One more stat to add on to this really quick. Highest cap hit percentages from quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl ever. Patrick Mahomes last year, nearly 23% of his team's cap. Yep. Then it's Tom Brady a couple of different times, Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. Highest quarterback cap hits percentage-wise to ever win a Super Bowl. You have three of the best quarterbacks of all time, and then another really good one in Eli.
Right, and Eli. And it's funny that you mentioned Brady is right up there, because he gets so much credit for all of the discounts that he used to take. Yeah. I mean, look, there's no avoiding that what Brock is going to make next year is going to be a weekly story this year. And I'm already nauseated by it. But I have no choice but to be in.
I think we should find a way to build around it.
Well,
and build some fixtures around it, because it is a conversation, and the whole like stock up, stock down.
I mean, I already gave you the title, Brockster's Millions. It's perfect. Let's do it.
But Brockster's Millions.
But at the same time,
I like a 50-year-old reference.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, if you're old enough to know what the hell we're talking about, good for you. You've had a life. I get it, but like, you even saw it last night. Oh, this is what Brock looks without all the good players, huh?
So funny.
It's like, come on, people. don't do that. Don't do that.
And then there's the people who said Kyle did it on purpose in order to hold his value down.
Oh,
that way he can show everyone, see, I'm really the $60 million quarterback, the man with the laminated play sheet.
What is it about Kyle Shanahan that makes so many people think there's so many conspiracies going on all the time?
It's just people think that he's arrogant and stuff.
Well, he is.
Well, I mean,
what's wrong with arrogant?
He's not. I don't know if he is arrogant. He's just successful.
He's completely arrogant.
Well, I don't know if, for me, the definition of arrogance
is totally arrogant.
Okay.
He's got that, and that's fine. Don't you think? I think arrogance gets a bad rap.
I do.
What's wrong with, like, what's. How big of a gap is there? How many miles in between confidence and arrogance?
There's a pretty big gulf.
You think?
Yes.
I think that's a fine line.
No, I think that arrogance is the sense of, like, you're rubbing other people's nose in the fact that you're so good at something. That's where arrogance comes in.
Okay, maybe you and I are defining arrogance differently. I don't think Kyle's, like, just a complete and total you-know-what about it. But I think Kyle thinks very, very highly of himself. And
well, you have to.
Exactly. I think all these guys do. Is Christian McCaffrey arrogant?
Arrogance is an attitude of superiority manifested in an overbearing manner or in presumptuous claims or assumptions. I don't think that he's arrogant, personally. I mean, he's a guy who is at the top of his field in a field of alphas, where his very job is to know more than every other human being on the planet.
And he largely does.
Right.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.